Boys and girls, in this reading from God's Word, in 2 Kings chapter 5, we read of a little maid. And that's what I want to speak to you for a few moments this morning about, this little maid. First of all, she's a small girl. She's a sad girl. She's a sweet girl. She's a seeing girl. And she's a seeking and speaking girl. A little maid. She's just a little girl. The age of some of you, the age that you're coming to, some of you. And here she is in the Bible. We don't know her name. But the Lord wants us to know about her. He wants us to think about her. Everything that's in the Bible, the Lord wants us to think about. There's nothing in vain. And so we want us to think about this small girl this morning. She must be a sad girl in some respects. Because you see, the Syrian bands, they came into her land. And there was fighting and there was war. And she was taken captive, a slave. And she was carried away from her home. Maybe her parents were killed. Maybe she was separated from her mom and dad. We don't know. She's just a small girl. She's taken away from her mom and dad who may have been killed. And she's brought into the house of a stranger. And even into the general of the army of Syria. Into his house. To be the slave girl, the little maid girl of his wife. Now, if you were taken away from your mommy and daddy, and if you were brought into a strange land where they speak a strange language, and you were made a slave girl in that house, wouldn't you be sad? So there must be a sadness about her. But the Lord's giving her grace. The Lord's helping her in her sadness. And she doesn't get depressed, and she doesn't get under it. And there's a sweetness about her. She's a sweet girl. I think that stands out as you read this chapter. She's not bitter. She doesn't hate her mistress. She doesn't hate her master. The Lord has given her the grace to have love and kindness. And she's not filled with anger and bitterness. And boys and girls, you want to be sweet people. Not sweet in a not bad way where you're just all flattery and sweeten people up. And no, but a genuine kindness. A genuine softness. A genuine loveliness about you. And only the Lord Jesus can give you this. And she has it. A sweetness. She's also a seeing girl. She can see that her master has leprosy. She comprehends that he has this problem that's going to kill him, that's making him unclean, that's causing him to be a diseased man. She sees that. And boys and girls, the Lord wants you to see. He wants you to see sin and sinners. He wants you to see the need of sinners. He wants you to see the need of sinners with compassion and with kindness, as she does. She could say, well, he took me away from my mommy and daddy. He took me away from my land. He made me a slave. I hate him. I want him to die of the leprosy. But that's not what she felt when she saw him with leprosy. She wanted him to live. She wanted him to know the power of God. She wanted him to know her Savior. So she's seen, and she sees with a sweetness and with a compassion. And not only does she see that her master has leprosy with compassion and feeling, but she sees the one who can heal him. Because she says that, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria. She knows about the prophet, the man of God, Elisha. She knows the presence of God is in Israel. She knows there's a Savior. She knows there's one who can cleanse him. She knows there's one who can deliver him. So she sees that. And boys and girls, the Lord wants you to see sin and leprosy, but he also wants you to see the Savior, the only one who can remove it. And so she's a seeing girl. And I hope you all see, boys and girls. And every Sunday that you come to church, you should pray to the Lord, "Lord, help me to see. And as I sit under thy word in thy house today, Lord, cause me to see." Don't be blind, children. But ask the Lord, "Open thou mine eyes that I may see." And not only does she see, she becomes a seeker of this man. She becomes a soul winner. She speaks. She could have just been quiet and just let him go on with his leprosy. She could have had all this knowledge in her head and just let him go on. But she didn't. She sought him. She spoke to him. She wanted to win him. She wanted to see him saved. She wanted to see him healed. And she said, "Oh, would God. I pray to God, it's my desire that he get to the man in Israel." Isn't she sweet? She's a seeker of souls. She speaks for the Lord. Just a little girl. And you might be just little this morning, just a little boy, a little girl, but you know the Lord Jesus can use you. Many a boy and girl has spoken for the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord has used them. And I dare say there's some boys and girls in this house, and they said something for God one day, and it made an impression on older people. So boys and girls, you don't be ashamed to talk about the Lord. You talk about the Lord. You talk about his wonders. You talk about his miracles. You talk about his words and his word. And you remember, you've only one life, and wide are the fields, and with compassion, the great need you should view. "This one life I have, I will yield," the poet says, "and the little I can, let me do." And that's that little girl this morning. The little that this little maid could do, she did do. And the Lord blessed it. And the Lord will bless you too, boys and girls, in the little things you do for God. So may God bless the word to you. Let us now pray that he may bless it truly to you by his Spirit.